至于我们早上来到主的面前，正好像诗歌这样说，愿祂吸引我们到祂的身旁。
As we are gathered here together this morning, may our presence really echo what's listed here in the hymn. This is a hymn that says that He would draw us closer to Him.
早上愿意同弟兄姊妹一同系再读约书亚记。
I'd like for brothers and sisters once again to spend this morning's time in the study of the book of Joshua.
我哋今日喺约书亚记第二十二章。
We will be studying Joshua 22.
我们先读几处的圣经啊。
But before then, let's read from several passages in the Bible.
我们读约书亚记二十二章第九节第十节。
We'll first read chapter 22 verses 9 and 10.
找到的请听我读。
If you found the reference, please listen as I read.
22章的第9节，于是流便人、加得人、马拿西半支派的人从迦南地的示罗起行，离开以色列人，回往他们得为业的基列地，就是照耶和华藉摩西所吩咐的得了为业之地。
And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh returned home and departed from the sons of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they have possessed according to the command of the Lord through Moses.
第二处是在24节。
And then to verse 24.
"我们行这事并非无故，是特意的，说恐怕日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙说，你们与耶和华以色列的神有何关涉呢？因为耶和华把约旦河定为我们和你们这流便人、加得人的交界，你们与耶和华无分了。这样，你们的子孙就使我们的子孙不再敬畏耶和华了。因此，我们说，不如为自己筑一座坛，不是为献燔祭，也不是为献别的祭，乃是为你我中间和你我后人中间作证据，好叫我们也在耶和华面前献燔祭、平安祭和别人的祭侍奉他，免得你们的子孙日后对我们的子孙说，你们与耶和华无分了。
Begin reading verse 24 through 27. But truly we have done this out of concern for a reason, saying, in time to come your sons may say to our sons, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you. You, sons of Reuben and sons of Gad, you have no portion in the Lord. So your sons may make our sons stop fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let us build an altar, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. Rather it shall be a witness between us and you, and between our generation after us, that we are to perform the service of the Lord before Him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your sons may not say to our sons in time to come, you have no portion in the Lord.
第三十四节。
And then verse 34.
流便人、加得人给坛起名叫正坛，意思说这坛在我们中间证明耶和华是神。
And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad called the altar witness. For, they said, it is a witness between us that the Lord is God.
在圣经的里面呢，你看到那个正坛那个字下面呢，那旁边呢好几点的意思，就是在原文里面没有这个名字。
So actually the name of the altar witness in the original text actually does not exist.That particular name.
即是翻译的时候加上去的。
But rather, it was added with the translation.
最后一处在诗篇第十六篇。
And then let's turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇第十六篇第四节。
Psalm 16, verse 4.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的受苦必加增。
Reading just the first portion of verse 4, the sorrows of those who have bartered for another god will be multiplied.
我暂时读咁多嘅圣经啊。
That's the end of our scriptural reading for now.
请我哋再一次嘅低头祷告。
Let's once again come together in prayer.
亲爱嘅主，我哋多谢你又俾机会我哋到你嘅面前嚟。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you provide another opportunity for us to come before your presence.
主啊，愿意我哋到你嘅面前嘅时候，主啊，我哋就蒙光照。
As we come before your presence, may we be enlightened.
主啊，藉着你自己嘅话语，我哋求主你开通我哋嘅热心。
And that through the speaking of your words, that you will open the ways to our heart.
主啊，今朝早上愿你向我哋讲说话。
This morning, Lord, may you speak with us.
求主又预备我哋嘅心田。
Lord, may you prepare our hearts.
让我哋能够接收从神你嗰度嚟嘅你自己嘅管理。
That we would be able to receive your sovereignty over us today.
我哋都嚟到你嘅面前，我哋等候主。
As we come before you, Lord, we await for you.
愿你向我哋显现。
May you appear to us.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 第二十二章嘅约书亚记讲到一班流便加德同埋马拿西半个支派嘅人佢哋嘅事情。
So chapter 22 of Joshua tells us about an event that concerns the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh.
就系当以色列全人全个嘅以色列人，佢哋喺神嘅面前蒙恩，佢哋进到去迦南地之后。
This is an event that occurred after the entirety of the Israelites had, by grace, been able to enter into the land of Canaan.
神又赐福俾佢哋，又佢哋能够可以进到去迦南地，享有神俾佢哋嘅嗰啲嘅产业。
And not only has God now brought them by grace into the land of Canaan, but have also now been able to for each one of them to be able to receive their inheritance in the land.
圣经第21章嗰度同我讲话，神将呢个全地赐俾以色列人之后。
And it says that in chapter 21, that after the Lord of Israel had given all the land that he has sworn to them.
咁喺当时，喺嗰个时候。
And it says, at that time,
呢班流便人、加德人、马拿西半支派呢两个半支派嘅人，佢哋就要翻屋企啦。
That it was then that the tribes of Reuben, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, it was now time for them to return home to their own land.
神本来系将迦南嘅全地嚟赐俾以色列人嘅。
Now initially, God had intended for all of Israel to possess the land of Canaan.
但系呢两个半支派嘅人呢
？But these two and a half tribes.
当佢哋喺未人过河之前
，prior to them crossing the Jordan River，
喺约旦河东嗰个地方
，while they were still east of the Jordan River，
佢哋老早就睇见嗰个地方，佢哋觉得非常嘅好。对他们是合适。
They looked around and saw the land that they were in, and they thought that it was very suitable of a land for them.
所以呢，那个时候，他就向摩西呢，就求话，摩西啊，不如我们留在这个地方，我们不过约旦河那边。
It was then that they approached Moses and asked and said, Moses,would it be that we would be able to remain here in this land instead of crossing over the Jordan to go with you?
他说我们见到这个地方呢可以呢就牧养我们的牲畜的。
That they saw the land as being suitable to maintain their livestock.
意思就是说我们可以在这里生活的。
In other words, what they were saying was, hey, we can live here.
而且这个地方很适合我们。
And in fact, this is wonderful, this is a wonderful place that's very suitable for us.
他说,摩西,你不要带我们过去那边了。
So Moses, don't worry about leading us over the river.
我们就用,拿这个地来做我们的产业好了。
We're just going to stay here, and this land then will become our possession, our inheritance.
但是摩西在那个时候呢,
But then Moses, at that time,
他又说,你们有没有搞错啊?
He said, are you kidding?
神已经是将迦南地给了你们了。
God already intended to give you, to you the land of Canaan.
你记不记得第一次?
Do you remember the very first time?
当他们走到加底斯班尼亚的时候, 就是不是, 你记不记得? 是不是叫12个探子去窥探这个地方?
Remember when they first approached the land of Canaan? As they were approaching it, they sent forth 12 spies.
但是呢,你们有人回来说,哎呀,那个地方不好去啊,很多人怕的。
To scout out the land, and the report upon their, the scouts' return was that it was a very frightening place to be, and that they should not proceed into that land.
所以当时呢,你记得吗? 只有这个约书亚和加勒他两个人说我们可以进去。
Remember, it was only Caleb and Joshua who were the only two who could, had a dissenting vote and said, no, we should go in.
因为这样的缘故神在向以色列人发怒。
But because of the majority voice at that time, it actually incurred the wrath of God.
他说你记不记得就是因为你们不肯进去不敢进去所以呢结果呢就在以色列人在旷野再漂流40年
Do you remember that it was for this very reason that you were unwilling to enter into God's promised land that there were that the consequences was that the Israelites had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years
并且呢20岁以上的人
Not only that, but for anyone who was 20 years and older at that time, they all died in their travels, in the wanderings in the wilderness. And Moses asked them, do you not recall any of these matters? And now, once again, you raise a voice to tell, to say that you don't want to go into the land of Canaan
now?
So when the people raised this particular request, Moses did not agree to it.
但是呢,这帮人,收什么还来,大家老友记的,我们真的不想过去,我们真的很想在这里。
But this group of individuals continued and persisted to come before Moses and say, we really don't want to go there. We really would prefer to stay here. We really don't want to cross the river.
因为在这里呢,还有一个很坚固的城,可以为我们的妻儿子女,
He says, not only that, is this not only the land good here, but there's also already cities here that we can live in, that our families can be raised in.
总而言之,讲来讲去,这帮人都不肯过去约旦河。
So throughout all this discussion, this time, this group of individuals did not want to cross the river.
讲来讲去,他们都是定义要留在约旦河东。
No matter what, they were intending to just remain in that place that was east of the Jordan River.
但后来摩西都没办法了,他说,你们家人可以住在这里,但是我们一定要过去约旦河那边,在迦南地那里去争战,去得那个地方。
So ultimately, Moses consented and said, all right, you can stay here in this place, your families can stay, but we must still proceed across the river and to take up the battles that will be waged ahead.
那帮的男人,于是就答应说,好,我们家人留在这里,我们的男人,和你过去那边争战。
So ultimately, then the males from the 2.5 tribes agreed to go with the rest of the Israelites across the river. So they said that we will build our houses for our livestock and our families, and we will go and fight with you.
得到嗰个地方，征服咗嗰个地方，然后我哋先翻屋企。
That we will not return home until all the sons of Israel have gained their possession of their gained the possession of their inheritance in the land of Canaan.
但系当佢哋如今成功咗得到呢个地方，佢哋又翻屋企。
So now time has passed and they have been able to gain a land. So now is time for this group of men to return to their homes.
他们走到半路的时候，想想下，咦，不是路哦。
So now as they traveled towards their homes, they, in the midst of their travels, they started to talk amongst one another and they thought,Hey, something is not quite right now.
啊，如果我哋同佢哋分开咗，以色列人以后唔认我哋，咁啊点办
？We are now separated from our brethren, the fellow Israelites. What if later on, down the line in the generations, they disown us or they disregard any relationships with us?
于是咧，佢哋就整咗一个坛。
So what this group of individuals did then was to say, well, let us build an altar.
就用以为用这个坛呢来到做一个证据来证明来我们同你是一样的。
It is their intent to build an altar and to have the altar be the symbol of as a witness that they were just like the Israelites who were in the land of Canaan. They were hoping that this would be the means by which to continue the link with the Israelites. In this way, to utilize this means as to certify their place. And so now we come to chapter 22, and this is what chapter 22 is all about. So this then it will be what we will spend our time with this morning to learn, to see what the lessons are that we can learn from as far as lessons from the altar that's called witness.
从这件事情上面，我愿意同弟兄姊妹交通两点。
There actually are two points that I would like to point out for brothers and sisters.
一点呢就是我们要做一个拣选神旨意的人。
The first point is we need to be individuals who chooses the will of God.
第二点呢是我们愿意做一个以神的事为念的人。
The second point is we need to learn to be one who is concerned about God's business.
好像有些相似。
Now, there seems to be some similarity in those two points.
但是求主帮助我们，让我们一路读的时候，我们能够解释得清楚。
But may the Lord be our help this morning, that as we continue our study together, that the Lord will make the differentiation between those two points clear to us.
在约书亚的21章完了那段的话的里面。
So in the words that concluded chapter 21 of Joshua,
讲明了以色列人他们经过了40年的漂流和征战的生活。
It specifically says that after the Israelites have spent 40 years wandering in their wilderness,
就最后他们进入了迦南地、享用迦南地神所给他们的安息。
Ultimately, they were able to not only enter into the land of Canaan, but they were able to now enjoy the abundance that was laid forth for them there by God.
正如我刚才说，这两个半支派的人，他们也都可以回家了。
And as we have already delineated earlier, these two and a half tribes of Israelites were now able to leave and go back to their homes.
回去那个他们本来就想要的一个地方，就是约旦河东。
And they were now able to go back to east of the Jordan River, the place where they themselves had chosen.
那个地方是他们自己选的。
They chose that land themselves.
虽然呢，离神的拣选迦南地是一条河之隔。
It is only separated from the land that God had chosen for the Israelites by just one river.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们一定要很清楚，他们所选的不是 神所定規的。
But we need to be very, very clear. The land that they chose was not what God had intended for them.
他們沒有接受神的安排進入去迦南地，去得迦南地作他們的產業。
They did not accept God's provisions to enter into the land of Canaan to possess the land of Canaan as their inheritance.
他們如今是回到去他們自己選認為好的地方。
Instead, they were now about to go back to a land that they themselves consider to be good and suitable for them.
在這件事情上面，
So from this matter,
我們可以說這一班人，這兩個半支派的人，他們是一班不是揀選神旨意的人。
We can very concisely summarize and say that this group of this 2.5 tribes of Israelites did not are not individuals who chose the will of God.
因為他當時他就已經跟摩西說話，你不要帶我們過去約旦河。
Because from the very beginning, they already told Moses, don't bring us over the river.
神早早藉摩西跟他們說，迦南地才是我們的目的地。
But prior to that, God had already told them very clearly through Moses that the land of Canaan was the chosen land.
但是他們聽不見這個，他們只是揀選自己喜歡的地方。
But here, these 2.5 tribes did not accept the word of God, but rather had made a choice for themselves.
今天事情已經 完結到這個地步，他們就回去回家了。
So as all the events unfolded and now have come to an end, they were at a point where they were now returning to their own land.
沒錯，約書亞跟他們說，說你這些日子呢，都跟我們一起，就沒有違背到摩西的吩咐。
And so even though at the very end, Joshua said, yes, you have finished your debt. You have completed what you had intended to do, and you did not turn away from the command of Moses.
我相信他們這樣做，這些日子他們都做在責任裡面。
But we are certain that all during these days, all during this time of gaining possession of the land of Israel, they did it out of compulsion.
但是當他們回家的路上面，
But as they now were on their way back to their own homes,
我們就很容易地看到這一班的人，他們回去的時候不是回到去安息的裡面，相反的，他們一路走，那個安息一路的是離他們而遠。
And we are certain that they were not returning to their homes filled with peace or tranquility. In fact, quite the contrary, the longer they traveled on their way back home, the more anxiety was built up in them.
剛才我們讀的第九節，那裡說到，於是流便人、加德人、馬拿西半支派的人從迦南地的示羅起行，離開以色列人。
Verse 9, what we read earlier, says, the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned home and departed from the sons of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan.
在我這個讀這個英文的翻譯那裡說，他們這班人是 out of Shiloh,離開了示羅。
In my English translation, it says specifically that they were departing out of the land of, I'm sorry, out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，知唔知道示羅係代表咩嘅地方？
Brothers and sisters, do you know what Shiloh represents? What that means?
示羅就係當時會幕嘅所在。
Shiloh is the place of the tent.
就是这个约柜祭坛的所在。
It is the very place where the altar was, the Ark of the Covenant was.
也就是等于说是神的所在。
That means it is also where the presence of God was.
那如今他们离开了那个地方是什么意思呢？
And so what does it mean then if the word, the Bible tells us they were now departing from this place?
离开了神的同在。
They were departing out of the presence of God.
当人离开了神,
and when any individual departs from God,
同神脱离了交通,
when the communication lines with God have now been severed,
去走自己拣选的路,
and now they have chosen their own path to take,
离开了神的范围, 你说结果是怎样?
What do you think would be their conclusion if they have chosen to walk away from God?
离开了安息.
It means then they have departed from peace.
从哪里看到这帮人是没有安息呢?
Where then do we get from this text? Where do we read that they had no peace?
等一下我们慢慢来读.
Brothers and sisters, let's read through it.
按照人的常理,
from a man's perspective,
或者按照人的理想, 他们这一程回去, 应该是很开心的.
Now, logically speaking, right, from a human standpoint, this journey that they were now embarking upon should be a very joyful journey.
你知道他们这帮人和他的家人, 离开了正经就, 跟我说,
they have been away from their families, from their children, for what the Bible tells us was approximately 7 years.
因为他们的妻子儿女都在约旦河东，他们自己拎着兵器过河，和这些弟兄一起去征战。
You remember? The wives and the children, their entire family, their livestock remained east of the Jordan River while the men took up the weapons to go with the Israelites across the river to fight the battles that waged ahead.
好了,这么多年的征战过了之后,
so now it was all these years of battles have ended, and now it was a time for them to return home.
实在应该很兴奋的.
And shouldn't it be a joyful occasion?
啊,想想,我不知道我儿子现在几高几大,
they would be imagining, oh, I wonder how tall my son has grown now.
我的女儿又不知道长大成怎样了。
I wonder how beautiful my daughter has grown.
临走的时候还是两条孖辫仔的,现在或者大个女的了。
Maybe at the time that I left them, my daughter was still in ponytails, but now she's probably a grown young lady.
哇,不知道家里的情形怎样呢?
I wonder how things are at home.
我相信他们那晚一路越想,就应该越不睡得着觉。
I'm sure that every night as they dreamed about their home, that would keep them awake because they're so anxious to return.
哇,其实这几年我都很挂着他们的。
Every year, all these years, I'm so concerned for them.
哇,现在可以回家,
now I can turn around, cross the river the other way, and go back to them.
应该很高兴,因为我可以再一次的怀抱他们。
I should be joyful because now I can be reunited with my family.
但是是不是这样的情形呢?
But is that what is depicted here?
我们读下去的时候,我们看见这帮人不是这样的兴奋法。
But this joy was never seen in the description here.
相反的,他们一路想,越来越不妥当。
Conversely, as they traveled, they thought and considered, and it became worse and worse for them.
他们想,如果我们现在回过去,来到这里河边,过了河那边,那就跟这边的人断了节。
Well, they've now come to the river, edge of the river, and so they were about to cross. So they thought, well, once we cross the river, that means we have no more connection to the Israelites who are on this side of the river.
如果第时他不认得我们,
and what if in the years to come they don't recognize us?
不要说我们的小孩子不见了几年,我都可能不认得他了,那第时我们老了,我们的子女,他们也都不认得的,那怎么办呢?
Not only the children, they would not know or they would not recognize them, but even us, we're going to grow older several years later, many years later. No one's going to their children's not going to recognize us.
那到时怎么办呢? 我们岂不是同神断了节?
What are we going to do at that time? All of our connections, all of our lines of connections would have been severed.
越想就越惊,越想就越不放心。
And so the more they thought about this, the more anxious they got. the more they thought about it, the more troubled they became.
哇, 他們真的睡不著,
and now they really were losing sleep.
不是因為興奮,
not because they were overjoyed.
因為失去那個安息,
but it's because they have lost the peace in their hearts.
所以呢, 他們才在那裡,
and so that's why they concluded that they had to make an altar.
整一座壇, 還大過在會幕裡面那個壇,
they constructed an altar that was much bigger in size and scope than the original altar which sat at the tent, at the tabernacle.
為著要證明這班人和那班人是一樣,
for what purpose? It is to become a witness that this group of individuals here was linked to or is related to that group of people there.
證明我們都是亞伯拉罕的子孫,
to be a witness to say, we too are the descendants of Abraham.
我們都是神揀選的,
we too have been chosen by God.
同你們那九族的人是一模一樣的,
that we too are just like the 9.5 tribes over there.
弟兄姊妹不知道現在在我們中間有沒有你不知道有沒有同樣的經歷,
I wonder if brothers and sisters have a similar type of experience today.
當我們得到我們想要的東西,
after we have gained what we wanted to get,
卻失去裡面的平安,
yet you realize you've lost a sense of peace in your heart.
原因是因為我們選擇了我們自己喜歡走的路,
and why? Why would we lose our peace? It's because we have chosen our own path,
沒有走上去神要我們走的,
instead of traveling along a path that the Lord has laid out for us.
所以詩篇第16篇那裡跟我們說, 以別神, 或者這個神可以, 那個也是翻譯出來的, 以別樣的東西來代替神。
And that's why in Psalm 16, what we read earlier, tells us about those who barter for another God, or actually in another translation, it means anything else aside from God Jehovah.
那結果是怎樣呢? 他們的受苦就會增加。
What happens to them? What does it say? It says, the sorrows of those who have bartered for another God will be multiplied.
這個別樣的東西是包括有形的東西、無形的東西,
this other God, another God, it refers to things that are tangible, the things that we can see, and things that we cannot see.
就是我們常常說的, 你的工作可以成為你的神, 事業可以成為你的神, 你的家庭、你的兒女, 通通其他的東西都可以成為你的神。
Just as we have always have said, your job can become your God. Your career, it could be your family, it could be your children. They can all become another God for you.
甚至屬靈的事情都可以成為你的神。
Even spiritual things, spiritual matters, can become another God for you.
結果他們建了一個這樣的壇在那裡。
And so for these individuals, they built this great big altar.
雖然好像 在會幕裡面那個祭壇一樣,
even though the altar that they built looked very, very similar to the altar that were back with the other tribes.
但弟兄姊妹你看見, 他們建了一個壇, 但是他們裡面那個安息卻沒有消減到。
Yet, though they were the very ones who constructed this altar, they themselves did not have any peace in their heart.
用人的方法去解決屬靈的事情, 這個行不通的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a dead-end way to utilize man's own means to resolve a spiritual matter.
所以今天問題就在這裡, 他們要解決那個屬靈的事情, 要消除那個裡面的不安息, 他們必須要回到神的心意裡面。
So for them to try to resolve this spiritual matter, to try to get over the lack of spiritual peace in their hearts, The only way that they could do it would be if they went back to going the walk, to walking the path that God has laid out for them.
有位属灵的前辈在他的婚姻的等候上面就是有一个这样的经历。
Now there was a brother who came before us who walked the spiritual walk who on the night of his wedding had the similar experience.
他爱上了一个 并没有人信主的女子。
This brother in the Lord had come into a relationship with a woman who had yet to be saved, who had yet to accept the Lord's salvation.
他明知道呢,信与不信不能同父一轭的。
Now, for this brother, he knew full well the principle that he should not be unequally yoked with unbelievers.
但是感情已经出了,他没法接。
But it was too late because he had emotional ties that were built up now with this woman.
聖靈有沒有告訴他這件事情不對呢?
Did the Holy Spirit ever speak to him to tell him, no, this is not the right way to go?
有.
Sure.
但是他怎樣呢?
But what was his response?
當聖靈在責備他的時候,
when the Holy Spirit admonished him,
他告訴他, 他就拼命去讀聖經。
What did he do? He then would submerge himself in the reading of the Bible.
哇,他盡量去參加聚會。
He would make sure that he goes to every single meeting that there was.
盼望他做多些這樣的屬靈的事情。
He was hoping in his heart that the more he delved into spiritual matters,
可以使他裡面那個不平安好過一點。
The more he was able to wash away that sense of uneasiness that was in his spirit.
他說,或者神看到我這麼熱心。
Maybe God will see how fervent I am for him.
那他可以放我一馬。
Maybe he'll let me go for this particular, he'll excuse me for this one incident.
但是越讀聖經越受責備。
But the more he read into the Bible, the more he felt admonishment in his heart. The more he went to gatherings and meetings, the more troubled his heart became. Brothers and sisters, where was the problem? It's because he did not choose the way that God wants for him to choose. Instead, he chose his own way. So now, this group of Israelites, this two and a half tribes of Israelites, they too have chosen their own path. Outwardly, they are doing something that seems very spiritually correct. They went to fight with their fellow brethren for the benefit of the spiritual well-being of the entire nation.
他可以起別樣的東西,什麼都不起,但是他要起一個壇,跟這些屬靈的事情都有些關係的。
Even if they could have constructed anything in any image, but they constructed instead an altar that was a replica of the original altar.
但是他們做這麼多的屬靈的動作,
but even though they did so many proper things, seemingly, but none of it took away the unease or the ill at ease feeling that they had in their hearts. Because they did not choose the will of God, they brought upon this discomfort, this trouble in their heart. Not only that, but they brought on trouble for their brethren.
因为呢,这件事情几乎呢,就发生了一场的战争。What
happened was that this particular event was on the verge of causing a civil war.
所以弟兄姐妹,这件事情,愿意我们都成为我们的尴尬。
So brothers and sisters, may this particular event be there to bring this sense of shame for us. And prompts us to be individuals who chooses God's will for ourselves.
第二点呢?
The second point.
我们要以父的事为念。
We need to be focused on God's business.
这两个半支派的人,
this 2.5 tribes of individuals,
在他们的心思里面,
in their hearts,
弟兄们,
what do you think were their thoughts and their considerations?
在他们的思维里面,
what do you think occupied the forefront of their consciousness? What do you think went through their heads on a day-to-day basis?
是神的事啊?
Do you think they were very concerned about God and God's things? Or do you think that they were more concerned about themselves and their own benefits?
我读这段圣经的时候,
when I read through this particular portion of Scripture,
我就发觉在他们的思维里面,
I discovered that in their minds,
在他们的心思里头, 一直没有离开过, 只是他们自己的子女,他们的儿孙,
that in their hearts, they never detoured away from a focus that was centralized upon their own families, upon their own children.
所以第24节那里就讲了,
and that's why in verse 24, it spells it out for us.
日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙,这样讲,
it says, this is them speaking, it says that in time to come, your sons will say to our sons, and then they went on to say, to list out things.
25节, 这样你们的子孙就使我们的子孙不再敬畏耶和华。
Verse 25, so your sons may make our sons stop fearing the Lord.
27节,
verse 27,
免得你们的子孙日后对我们的子孙,这样讲.
So that your sons may not say to our sons in time to come, etc., etc.
在他们的心思里面, 只有他们的子孙,
what do you think, brothers and sisters? The only thing that seems to be focused on their minds was their sons, the generations to come.
我们的子孙将来怎么样? 我们的子孙将来会遇到什么事?
My sons, our children are going to be this way. Our sons, our children are going to say this.
我们再看,
let's turn to another scriptural reference.
民数记32章.
In Numbers chapter 32.
民数记32章就是讲到什么呢? 他们那一次, 同摩西来提出,我们不过河了,我们留在这里,那个最后的原因。
Numbers 32 is a reference going back to their conversation with Moses when they approached Moses to ask for the land east of the Jordan to be given to them and that they were not willing to go into the land of Canaan.
32章16节,
verse 16.
两支派的人挨近摩西说,我们要在这里为牲畜、女圈,为妇人,这个妇人是翻译出来的,余文那里没有的,为孩子造成。
Verse 16 says, they came nearer to him and said, we will build here sheepfolds for our livestock and cities for our little ones.
17节, 我们自己要带兵器行在以色列人的前头, 好把他们领到他们的地方,但我们的孩子,因这地居民的缘故,要住在坚固的城。Verse
17, it says, but we ourselves will be armed, ready to go before the sons of Israel until we have brought them to their place, while our little ones live in the fortified cities because of the inhabitants of the land.
哇,原来,早早之前,他们的心思已经完全地放在他们的孩子,他们的子女,
so we see from the very beginning, their heart and their mind were focused squarely on the benefit of their own families, and more specifically, their own children.
哇,神的旨意,哎呀,不用理了, 我的子女,紧要啊?
God's will, never mind about that. What's more important is my children, my benefit, the benefits of my children.
他们要住在要坚固的城,要受保护的。
They need to live in fortified cities so that they're protected and secure.
我们要为他们的将来打算的。
I have to think about what's best for my children in the future.
这好几年,主给我有机会去很多的地方。
In these last several years, the Lord has been gracious to provide opportunity and means for me to travel to different places.
无论在亚洲、香港、台湾、甚至中国大陆、加拿大、英国。
Various places in Asia, whether in Hong Kong, Taiwan, to England, to Canada.
我都很多时候都接触到一些做父母的。
And I would encounter parents all the time.
他们总是跟我交通到我子女怎样，我怎样去教养我的儿女。
And they would inevitably come back to share on the topic of their children, how they were to instruct their children, what they were to do for their children.
在他们的心目中，除了他们的子女和子女的前途之外，好像其他东西不是很重要。
In their minds, it seems that they were squarely focused on their children and their futures of their children. Other things didn't seem to matter as much as that one particular topic.
可以讲下服侍主的，不过呢，都唔比佢个子女嗰件事情紧要得多。
We can entertain the thoughts and conversation and fellowship about serving the Lord, but that still wasn't quite as important to them immediately as what to do for the benefit of their children.
无论有很小的BB的弟兄姐妹，或者说大过一些成长的年轻的子女，他们的心态都是一样。
Whether they were parents of very young infants or children, or they were parents of older youths, or even some with children that were really adults.
换句话来说，他们的儿女成为了他们的重担。
In other words, for every parent, the most their concern, their primary concern, always laid with their children.
有时咧，我而家晚上边听下收音机咧，咁啊，你发觉有好多节目咧，都有啲有经验嘅人士，譬如系财经啊，嗰啲咩顾问啊，咁喺度解答问题嘅。
Now, if you ever, I had a chance more recent times to tune into the radio in the evening time, and there are many, many actually programs where there are experts and there are commenters that talked about finances and providing advice.
咁咧，好多人都打電話上嚟問問題啦，咁啊，中間咧亦都好多做父母嘅打電話上嚟。
And so there are many callers into those type of radio shows to ask questions, and there are many parents who call.
打电话上去问，喂，我子女，我点样去同我个仔女预备佢哋财产嘅问题咧？点样去分配咧？咁样。
They would ask questions about, oh, what's the best way for me to set up a fund, a trust fund for my kids? What's the best way for me to make sure that I provide for them financially?
打电话就话，我好想咧同我个BB去储钱啊，点样储好咧？储几多好咧？储几耐咧？
So they would ask, well, we just had a child, and so we want to make sure that we invest money into the best vehicle for them. What's the best vehicle? What's the best way to earn the most interest? What's the best way to invest for them, for their future?
我又想同我个BB去申请补助，点样办法啦？
How do I apply for insurance for my infant?
Yeah. 咁个主持人就问，咁你个BB几多岁啊？
So the host of the shows would say, well, your infant, well, how old is your infant?
佢话而家读紧大学，21岁。
They said use a vocabulary baby. They said I want to secure my baby's future. And so the host would ask, well, how old is your baby? And they would reply, oh, well, she's 21. She's already in college.
嗰个主持人啊, 有冇搞错啊？点解呢个 BB 啊仲命生埋老笋咩？要你嚟帮佢问。
Are you kidding? The host would say, "Are you kidding? You mean this adult has still wet behind the ears? Why would they need for you to ask for them?"
哇！原来呢个世界，无论你信主也好，唔信主也好，哇！喺好多佢哋嘅心思啊，完全。不是完全是几乎大部分都是给他的儿女和儿女的前途霸占了。
So in this world, that's what is prevalent. Whether you're talking about Christian circles or outside of the Christian circle, the parents, their concern is not even that their primary concern. Not even the majority, but it's the primary concern. Their primary concern is for their children,for the benefit of their children, for the future of their children.
做父母的弟兄姊妹，你千祈不要误会我，以为说不要理他的子女，不要为他们打算，我不是这样的意思。
Now, just a word of, just to editorialize a little bit here. So for those who are parents, don't mistake me, what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't be concerned about your children, don't worry about them, and don't make plans for them.
我乃是说如果你的儿女或者儿女的事情成为了在你心里面的首位，你的心思的里面大部分是关乎你子女的事情的话，早晚你会出事情。
What I'm saying, brothers and sisters, is that if your primary focus is upon your children and their benefits, if all you are worried about is your children and their things and how they are, sooner or later, problems will come.
尤其是今天我们作成的儿女,
especially for us who are children of God,
在你的心思的里面不是主的事情为首位，你的儿女成为你的首位，你早晚会出问题。
If the matters of God are not your priority, if you have not prioritized God and His things above your children and your own things, then you are headed for trouble.
弟兄姊妹，呢两个半支派嘅人
，Brothers and sisters, we have 2.5 tribes of Israelites.
若果他们是以神的事为念的人，
if they were concerned about God's business,
他们的心思一定是思念神的事情，
their hearts and minds would be on God and His business.
所以根本上面就不应该拣选约旦河东的地方。
So that means that they would never have even chosen the land that was east of the river to be their possession.
如果他们都好像另外那九个半个支派这样接受神的安排，去迦南地得迦南地为业，神的安息一定不会从他们中间流走。
If they follow the same path as the other 9.5 tribes and went across the river and possessed the land that was promised to them, then the peace of God would never have left them.
所以政坛这件事情也都不会出现。
If that was the case, then this matter about the altar witness would never have come up.
我们刚才读34节，他说那个政坛，刚才已经讲了，那个政坛的名字神都没有摆下去。
When we read in chapter 22 verse 34, and we were reading about them calling the altar,Remember we had said specifically that the name witness, which is listed here, was never part of the original text? Well, God never intended for there to be a remembrance of this altar.
就说明神根本不承认这件事情。
That means that God discarded this matter, did not remember this matter at all.
实在也都没有这样的必要去起一个坛。
Nor was there a need for the construction of this altar.
听姐妹，神同人之间的关系是在乎什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, What is the basis of the relationship between God and man? It's not based on some test, some witness, some object of, as a witness.
神和人中间的关系,
the basis for the relationship between God and man is based on life.
如果不是因为爱,因为生命而有的, 不是因为爱慕而有的这些所有的动作, 无论是多属灵的,这个都不明白。
No matter how spiritual that matter may look and appear, if the basis of your work is not based on love nor the life that is from God, then it means nothing. So may the Lord deal kindly with us.
遵守了神的诫命了,你又听了摩西的话,又听了我的话,照做了。And
so even though Joshua told them that they had done well, they have done what they had proposed to do, they have fulfilled their responsibility to the Israelites and to Moses and to Joshua himself.
但是约书亚最后他会提醒他们第五节。
But ultimately, though, Joshua still gave them a reminder, which was in verse 5.
他说,你们要切切地谨慎遵行耶和华仆人摩西所吩咐你们的诫命律例,爱耶和华你们的神,行他一切的道,守他的诫命,遵靠他,尽心尽性。Verse
5 reads, only be careful. This is Joshua telling them, only be very careful to observe the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of God, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to hold fast to him, and serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. Brothers and sisters, this is the last Sunday worship that we have here in 2010.
我们都是愿意,旧事已过,我们要重新的开始。
All of us want to say, forgetting what lies behind, but reaching forward to what lies ahead. That's our focus, right?
但愿我们都在主的面前有一个新的开始。
And may we truly have a new beginning in the Lord.
好像约书亚提醒以色列人,这两个半支派的人一样。
A beginning that is in line with what Joshua had given to the Israel, to the 2.5 tribes here.
愿愿我们在新的一年的时候,我们就做,在神面前做一个拣选他旨意的人。
So that in the new year, as a new beginning, that we would be individuals who chooses God's will.
也就做一个以神的事为念的人。
And that we would prioritize God and His matters above all.
切切地谨慎遵行耶和华的吩咐。
And to walk in His ways, keep His commandments, and hold fast to Him.
爱耶和华你的神,行他一切的道,守他的诫命,遵靠他。
To love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, to keep His commandments.
尽心尽性的侍奉他。
And to love and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul.
请我们祈祷。
Let us pray. Lord, may your grace come upon us.
虽然有些时候我们走错路,
yes, there are times when we erred and would walk astray.
常以自己的喜好,我们的拣选,作为我们的拣选。
May you and your matters continue to be the choice that we would make.
常常拣选我们自己的路,
that we would not choose our own way.
求主你怜悯,你让我们有回头的亮光。
And when we do, we ask for your mercy, that you would provide the way back to turn around.
主啊, 愿意 喺一年嘅年中嘅时候，主啊，你就引领我哋。
Even as we end this year, we do look to you for guidance.
你要提醒我哋。
We ask that you will remind us.
让我哋做一个以你嘅事为念嘅人。
To be ones who are mindful of your own business.
亦都拣选你嘅拣选。
And to choose the things which you would choose.
主啊，恩待我哋。
Lord, have mercy, deal kindly with us.
亦都赐福俾我哋。
And bless us.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.